We've been proud to be your Quad County station since 1975.
We officially open radio station CIGO at 1410 on the dial. Mr. George Coates of the Canadian Radio Television Commission, armed with scissors, will now cut the ribbon to officially open radio station CIGO. Thank you very much. At this time, I call upon the guiding force behind this project, the President and General Manager of radio station CIGO, Mr. Jerry Doucette.
October 29th, 1975, the birth of the Strait of Canso's very own and first radio station, broadcasting to the people of northeastern Nova Scotia 24 hours a day. For many, many people, a dream come true. Our goal is to be a professional station, even though we do not have a large urban market to support us. We expect to get our true strength from the people we serve. We invite you to think of CIGO as your station because you, the listeners, are the why and the wherefore of its existence. As President and General Manager of Eastern Broadcasters Limited, the corporate owners of this station, I am proud to report that we have put together a first-class staff under the direction of Sandy Hoyt, our Operations Manager and Program Director. Many of you have already met Sandy, a New Glasgow man with 19 years of continuous experience in radio, who made it big in Ontario and who has come back home to Nova Scotia. Sandy's influence on what CIGO is today and on what it will become has been and will continue to be very significant. We like to believe that a new dimension has been added for the people in this coverage area of this radio station as CIGO goes on the air today for the first time.
Starting here and now with me and you at 1410, this is CIGO and I'm Sandy Hoyt. And isn't this an incredible day?
Here's to 50 more years together.
Feeling good about the town, it's the music. And-